Hi, this is Mariah Nichols from Unpacking Disability, and I'm continuing with the three-week series on the time that my brother Dana was in his coma. Today is August 20th, 2016, and as usual, I just want to remind you that these series can be triggering, and also that they will not be sent out via email to anyone who's a general subscriber of Unpacking Disability. If you would like to receive these blog posts via email, please subscribe specifically to this series. And that link is on the blog. Dana loved kids and was wonderful with them, in part, I think, because he had such a playful spirit himself. He exuded this sense of mischief, childlike glee in life. My third child, Mac, was difficult for me when he was a baby. He would endlessly cry. I was going through a hard time with my marriage as well, with my husband largely absent. And the overwhelm of three kids, five and under, the anger of my husband when he was around, and a constantly screaming baby drove me to stay with Dana, who lived 7 hours away, more than a couple of times. Dana would walk into the room in which I would be holding Mac, usually with tears streaming down my own face, take him and walk away. He'd whisper into Mac's ear, and almost immediately, Mac would be soothed. Of course I loved my brother for that gift of solace that he gave to me. I loved him for the balm of peace and the comfort of knowing he could and would take care of everything, anything. As Dana lay in his coma, more than anything, I wanted him to be taken care of in that same way he would take care of me, Mac, and everyone. I wanted Dana's body to be healed, and I wanted his spirit to be held and soothed. For God to hold Dana as Dana had once held Mac and soothed him so. This picture on my blog is of my son Mac and Diane. Diane is Dana's grandson, the son of Dana's eldest son, Jinlong, who was with Dana when Dana was shot. Diane, his parents, and his grandmother, Dana's first wife, Jeannie, all came back to Reading on August 20th. Here's another photo of Mac and Diane. I love seeing these two together, my son Mac treating Diane, who was the apple of Dana's eye, so tenderly, with such affection. There's a photo of Jeannie and Diane in a window. That's Jeannie, Dana's first wife, and Diane. Dana and Jeannie met when he was 16 and she was 23 in Taiwan. They got married when he was 17, and their first child, Yuhan, was born when Dana was 18. Dana and Jeannie were together for nearly 20 years and had four children together, Yuhan, Jinlong, Jinda, and Yiro. After they separated, both were in relationships with others, and Dana remarried a woman named Toni. A couple of years into his marriage with Toni, and Dana wanted out. They lived separately on opposite ends of California, and Dana was struggling to find the words to end their marriage at the time that he was shot. I know this because one of the last conversations I had with my brother was in reviewing Tony's text messages to him and helping him craft the responses that he wanted to make. When Dana was shot, Toni wanted to come up and be by his side. In unison, however, all of us who were closest to him said no. We were worried that her presence would trigger something negative in Dana. Dana and Jeannie, however, were on amicable terms, and we were all waiting in the ICU together. Here's a picture that was in the hallway of the hospital. and it's of doctors and surgery over a patient with Jesus with his arm wrapped around the doctor. I love these pictures in the hospital. It made it seem to me that they valued the spiritual component of healing. Dana, still deep in coma, going through surgery after surgery, needed that loving care. He needed to have, as the picture shows, Jesus to be watching over the shoulder of his doctor and inspiring him. His body was so torn. Here's a picture of my kids playing. We spent the day at the hospital and with our family and came back to our hotel room. There's a picture of Mac and Micah playing in bed. They're wrestling or something. And here's a picture of the kids holding each other and laughing. I wrote my first blog post about being in the ICU and about Dana on August 20th. And the post is called To the Edge of the Woods. And it is linked here in the blog post, and you can find it by going to www.mariahnichols.com/walking-edge-woods. And that's it. Thank you.